From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Around the country, schools and public institutions that are named for historical figures like Andrew Jackson, Jefferson Davis, and Robert E. Lee have started changing their names in recent years, especially in the wake of the racial justice movement that gained national attention in the summer of 2020. Last year, the Peoria Board of Education decided to rename a primary school to honor Peoria-born civil rights leader, the Reverend C.T. Vivian, rather than Thomas Jefferson. And earlier this month, the board voted to rename five more schools in the district. To talk about this, we're joined now by Gregory Wilson. He's the president of the Peoria Board of Education. He's been one of the driving forces behind the movement to rename these schools. Gregory Wilson, welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you for being with us.
And thank you for having me, Brian. It's an honor.
So first, let's walk through the schools, who they used to be named after, who used to be recognized by those names, and who the schools are now going to honor. So let's start with Calvin Coolidge Middle School. I understand it's going to be renamed to Harold B. Dawson Middle School. Who's Harold Dawson?
Yes, Harold Dawson's a very local, prominent pastor who grew up in Peoria, Illinois. He had a church here in the community that did a number of wonderful things as it relates to children and education. So the board decided that that would be a good name to have adjourn, that building. And I have to say, I agree with them as well. I had the pleasure of knowing Pastor Dawson. He was a great person in and out, and tragically, due to disease, his life was cut short. But it's amazing to be able to have his, have him honored by being the face of one of our schools.
Next up, there is Harrison Community Learning Center. I gather that's William Henry Harrison, the man who was president for 31 days.
Correct.
It's going to be the Annie Jo Gordon Community Learning Center. And I'm sorry, we might have some Harrison fans in the audience, but who was Annie Jo Gordon?
Yeah, Annie Jo Gordon, she was a very prominent African-American female leader in our community. She has done a lot of works at some of our community neighborhood buildings, such as George Washington Carver, the historic George Washington Carver Center that sits in Peoria, Illinois. She ran that for a number of years, continued to work even after she was retired in the community, really dedicated her life to helping and giving back. So that's another one that I was very proud of, with all of these names, we mentioned Pastor Dawson before, and then with Annie Jo Gordon, it really gives these students that attend schools now, these schools, the opportunity to learn about these individuals that lived in their community, right? We can never and will never be able to erase the contributions that our founding fathers, our previous presidents have made. They are etched in stone. The history cannot change. That was one of the reasons why history is my favorite subject. It didn't change, so I didn't have to worry about learning any new concepts. But having Annie Jo Gordon, Pastor Dawson, and then some of the other names we're going to mention throughout the broadcast, it's just awesome for those kids to be able to learn, second grade, third grade, who Annie Jo Gordon was.
So another one is Roosevelt Magnet School, and I gather that's Teddy Roosevelt, is going to be the Elise Ford Allen Academy?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Elise Ford Allen is, wow, just a pillar in the Peoria area. She passed recently. I know she was one of the oldest persons in Peoria at the time. I mean, I can't think of her age, so I don't want to put that out there when she passed, but she founded Peoria's first African-American owned magazine, the Traveler Magazine, which is still a hot commodity in this community. So her contributions are range. I mean, there's so many different things that she has accomplished And it's just going to be awesome for those kids at Roosevelt again to get an opportunity to know who Elise Allen was.
Yeah, the Peoria Journal Star says she was 100 years old when she died.
100, yeah, see, so that's awesome.
So the other schools, so that's three. The other ones are Lindbergh Middle School is going to be named Liberty Leadership Middle School. I guess that's not named after someone, but rather this concept. And the other one is Washington Gifted Middle School is going to be Reservoir Gifted Academy. I don't know if that's a geographic feature or what.
It is. So you got, Washington School, and then right behind it, there's like three reservoirs. So that was the original name, actually, of that school.
Oh, interesting. So I think some of these people, it's a little more obvious than others why the district might choose to put new names in their place. Washington is widely known to have enslaved people. It might be a little less obvious, though, some of the other ones, like Teddy Roosevelt, Calvin Coolidge. Can you talk about what in their past maybe made them not ideal people to have on the sides of school buildings?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very important to note there's a couple of things. You know, the first is, when making or looking at this decision, it wasn't just African-Americans that, I targeted or, it really goes against just showing love to all cultures. And that was what I really kind of keyed on there. Coolidge and Roosevelt both, had policies that prevented certain segments, certain cultures from obtaining the American dream. Maybe not necessarily, again, African-Americans, but you have Native Americans, you have Mexican-Americans, and you have so many other cultures and races that are out here in the world today. So that was the first thing. The second thing is, it's very important to note as well, when choosing schools, what I wanted to do was bring some diversity. You know, we have a 68% minority. 68% of our school buildings are made up of minorities. It's a high number. And what I wanted to do was just bring some diversity to the building. So we have 28 buildings, and we had one that was named after an African-American doctor, the first African-American doctor, Dr. Miles Sanders. That change happened in 2017. So really just wanted to, and then we have two actually, Valeska Hinton, which is a preschool. But what I wanted to do was just bring diversity into our school building. So, now we have the opportunity of having six, buildings that are named after minorities. And then I think you still have about 16 that are named after other cultures. So it's just about diversity. So those two things is what I really want to kind of tap into there.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Gregory Wilson, who's the president of Peoria Public Schools Board of Education. When you were going to school, is this something you thought about? What were the schools named after when you were a kid?
Absolutely, it's something that I thought about. You know, as an African-American male growing up in the inner city, you come to try to do your best to understand your history, understand your roots. And when you can't quite go back far enough due to, certain situations, slavery and the creation of separation within those families, you want and earn, you want to be able to identify with something. And pretty much my whole life, I was never able to. So, yes, I've always learned or urged to, have, an equal say, for myself, like I said, especially growing up in the inner city. And some of the names I went to, I mean, they were, basic, just regular names that were named after parks and trees and things of that nature. But if I was in high school and I had the opportunity to have someone that was influential, that was from my community during my high school, that would have definitely changed my mindset and how I look at things. Now there's somebody right there that I'm able to research the history behind what this person did to get his name on the building, and understand that if I want my name on a building one day, being that I'm the same color as this person here, then maybe I can achieve that. And that's what it's all about, I feel like.
Can you talk about the decision to go with more contemporary people? I think there's a, you know, everybody knows the kind of Black History Month standard characters, you know, your George Washington Carver, your Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass. Why go with local contemporary figures?
It's the impact, Brian. It's the impact. You know, like we, you have those traditional figures which have done, I mean, without them, I wouldn't be here, you know, probably, you know, talking to you now. But it's really the impact. Long term is how I was looking at this thing. So long term, we have a community like Peoria, Illinois, where we're small, but we're also big. We're the River City, right? So, you know, this community is vibrant. We have a little bit of everything. We have a, you know, every bit of a population. It's right here in Peoria. And I wanted to showcase those local heroes and community activists that have made this city what it is today. And I think that's what's important. You know, I mean, here in our city, we have, you know, people that, you know, you live next door to someone that's doing great works. I want people to know that you can get rewarded one day, you know?
There's been pushback to some of these efforts around the country. You have some parents who say, oh, we're teaching our kids to be ashamed of our past. I wonder if you heard that from anyone in Peoria, and how do you respond to that critique?
Yeah, absolutely. I've received a lot of phone calls, a lot of derogatory names, a lot of mean-spirited stuff. And I've heard not so mean-spirited, just really wanting to provide information or their opinion. A lot of what I heard is you try to erase history, which I don't think, again, like I stated earlier in the interview, you can't really erase history. What our founding fathers have done is amazing. And again, without some of those sacrifices that they have put in, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. So, generally what you hear is trying to erase history. And I just, to that, you know, just trying to add diversity. and then on top of that, you know, many of our school buildings are pretty old. I mean, they've been updated, of course. But when these names were on these buildings, it was during a time when African-Americans couldn't vote. So they surely weren't represented on any public elected bodies in the city. So it's just very important to note that now it's 2022, and there are so many different changes that are occurring. And the racial makeup of elected officials and public bodies is changing to really reflect where we're at in the world, honestly. So very important to note that, you know, it is now 2022. So with that transformation within these sectors, you know, these names are going to change. Things are going to happen. You know, I mean, you have to start looking at different even subjects that are being taught in school now. I mean, you know, I'm pushing for financial literacy to be taught, you know, K through 12. That's important now, you know, more than ever. So we can expect some things to change. I mean, change happens.
Well, just about 30 seconds remaining in our conversation. How do you hope teachers will talk with their students about these changes? And what do you hope kids get out of it?
Just keeping an open mind and really educating the child on who these individuals are, and really instilling that hope and that pride of you can do this too. You know, first Black African American female doctor, you can do that. You know, this lady lived on this street. What street do you live on? Oh, see, you live on the same street as her. You got the same opportunity, same time in a day. Anything's possible.
Gregory Wilson is president of Peoria Public Schools Board of Education. President Wilson, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good one.
Coming up after the break, a conversation with author Jimmy Soney, whose new book is The Founders, the story of PayPal and the entrepreneurs who shaped Silicon Valley. A number of those founders that he writes about, a significant number of them, came through Central Illinois. They attended the University of Illinois and studied computer science there. That conversation is coming up after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.